their soul to see how it's God who is doing all this. No one in particular, no personality, cult, no individual who has to be there, but the Lord, and by the power of His Holy Spirit. So it's thrilling to us how the Lord is working, and that God has started this. God is keeping it going, and He is going to conclude it in His time. You cannot look to your own wisdom. You cannot rest in your own understanding. You must look for the supernatural, miraculous, powerful leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to solve these problems on your own. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So remember that. You cannot possibly solve these problems in your own wisdom, your own strength, your own mind, your own understanding, your own trying to put two and two together, but you're going to have to ask the Lord by the supernatural, miraculous power of the Holy Spirit to give you downright, outright, upright revelations, heavenright, straight from Him, to show you exactly what to do. Now, this is what we've always been dependent upon. He's the one we've always had to look to for leadership. And in all the former decisions and in laying of plans and program, you know me well enough, you've lived with me long enough, you've watched me in operation long enough to know that I never make a decision on my own if I can possibly help it. I never, ever make a snap judgment, usually even a quick decision. Some people get very impatient with me because they think I'm so slow because I can't give them an immediate answer. This is because they're giving too much credit where credit is not due. And that's to me, that I'm the one that ought to know, and I'm the one that is making the decisions. But you know me well enough by this time, and you know by our history for years now, that this is not so. Most of the time I don't know what to do. And that we always have to ask God and have to look to Him for His direct revelation, or His impression, or His leading, or His burden, or His guidance, with it being confirmed by the mouth of two or three witnesses, by His word, by some fleece, by some revelation, by some leading. God has always worked that way. We've tried never to depend upon our own wisdom, our own understanding, or what we think is the thing, but to look directly to Him and expect His direct, revelatory, revolutionary, immediate guidance. I want to tell you, kids, if this thing be of God, no man can stand against it. And it's not dependent on any man. Do you understand? It is not dependent on any man or any group of us even. If this thing be of God, no man is going to affect it one way or the other. Well, if it were of man, then the whole thing would come to naught. Don't for one moment give yourself the credit or one little thing you've done or, well, look how big we are, look how we're growing, lest you get like the people of the Tower of Babel, and God come down and strike and confuse and scatter. Because the moment you get the slightest bit proud of yourself, or you think you're doing something or accomplishing something, watch out. God will really set you back on your heels and show you who's the boss. God is the one who's doing this all, and if we follow Him, we can't fail. If we follow the Lord, it's impossible for us to fail, because He is the one who's doing it. Well, don't think you have to complete it. You don't think, well, now God started this thing, I know, but now we're going to have to finish it. Power, popularity, and plenty are dangerous, so watch out. As long as we're still struggling for every penny and for every need, and as long as we're still weak and utterly dependent on God, and as long as we're still persecuted and unpopular, there's hope. Because all we've got is God, and He's the only one that can possibly see us through. We have to utterly depend on the Lord. As long as we are still persecuted instead of popular, as long as we are still weak instead of powerful, as long as we are still poor instead of too plentiful, then I'm not too worried about us going astray, because we'll look to God for every little decision. We'll not make a single decision on our own because we don't know what to do. It's only when you get big and powerful and popular and plentiful that you think you can make decisions on your own, and you think you know what to do, and you think you can get along without God. And that's where you run into a stone wall. That's where you crash. That's where you make your mistakes. And watch out for that. The Lord, He seems to seldom operate according to natural expectation. It takes an impossible situation for God to do a miracle. And time after time we have gotten in the impossible situations, and it had to be a miracle to get us out of it. Or where we had to get in someplace, God had to take a miracle to get us in. So quit trying to figure it out yourself and reason it out and do it in your understanding. Get down on your prayer bones and get desperate in prayer before God. Get your leaders together and pray and cry out to God as Moses and his disciples did, and as I'm sure Noah and his family did, and as David and his family did. Then you can read his prayers and his outcries to God in the Psalms, and as the prophets of God and their little groups of disciples cried out to God, God alone is the one who can do it, and God is the one who wants to get the credit. God is the one who wants to get the glory, and God is the only one who can do it. And then He wants you to praise Him, thank Him, and glorify Him because He did it. Because if you could do it, you could pat yourself on the back for it and say, well, look what we've done. Look how great we are. Look how wonderful we're doing. Watch out when you talk like that. You're headed for trouble. You better keep saying, wow, look what God has done. Look what the Lord's doing. Look how great He's working. Look how many disciples He's getting. Give God all the credit, all the time, at every turn, for every little thing, and He will never fail to continue to prosper you and empower you and protect you and keep you and multiply you and do all the things just like He did for the early church. We're going to still find out it's nothing but God. God alone can do it. God alone can show us what to do, how to do it, and protect us in doing it, and supply the needs, lead and guide us every step of the way. So don't try to figure it out for yourself. Get down in prayer and in desperate prayer and desperation together. Cry out to God and ask God for the solution. And God will never fail. Has He ever failed us? Has He ever failed to show us what to do? Even if He didn't show us right then what to do, He went ahead and did it Himself. If He didn't even tell us what He was going to do, He did it. And we sometimes didn't find out what He'd done until after He'd done it. So you don't even always have to know what He's going to do. You don't always have to know all the answers. If someone was surprised on the phone, going to say, well, what should we say when they ask this? What should we say when they ask that? Well, one of the best answers is Dr. Irwin Moon said, I can answer any question you ask me. Only most of my answers are going to be, I don't know. I don't know. So why don't you get smart and just say, I don't know. Only God knows. Just be honest. Say, I don't know. Let's ask God. The quicker you learn that you don't know, the better off you're going to be. Because only God has the answers. Only God knows what to do. And only God knows what He wants done. And only God can do it. Do you get the point? Now, don't forget it. God has His own plan. God has His own way. God knows what He's doing. So for God's sake, let Him do it. And just look to Him to find out what He's doing and what He wants you to do and which way He's going and which way He's going. So for God's sake, follow God. Not yourself, not your own ideas, not your own plans and programs, but for God's sake, follow God. If I was going to entitle this little talk to you anything, I guess that would have to be the title. For God's sake, follow God. Don't try to reason around with your own understanding, but get down in prayer and cry out to God with strong crying and tears and desperation and look to Him alone for the answers. God alone has the answers, and God alone can do it. It's His business. It's His program. It's His plan. We're His people. It's His world. It's His idea, and it's got to be His whole leading His decision. It's got to be His protection. It's got to be His provision. He's the one who has got the lead because He can. He's got the program. He's got the provision. He's got the protection. And He's got the prevision to see the future and to lead and guide us. So don't try to figure it out on your own. You've got to get together in prayer. Oh, it's wonderful. It's thrilling when you realize that you don't have to do it. It's God's business, and it's His problem. So it's got to be His provision and His protection, and it has come to that. You've just got to trust the Lord. For God's sake, you gotta see God, because He's the only way you'll ever survive and the only way you'll ever be able to heave that sigh of relief and say, well, thank God I don't have to solve it. Thank God I don't have to know what to do. When the time comes, God will do it. For God's sake, stop worrying about tomorrow. It's today that you have to have faith for. It's today that God has provided the strength and the provision for and the protection for and the problems for. And today is all you have to worry about. You don't even have to worry about tomorrow, much less next week, next month, or for God's sake, don't worry about next year. So silly, worrying about that far in the future. It's so ridiculous even to worry about next month. God will take care of them when the time comes. It's foolish even to worry about next week. You just plan the best you can. Do the preparation as far as God has showed you, and when the day comes, God will provide. Quit worrying about tomorrow. That's a commandment. It's not optional. It's not something that is just good advice. It is an order. Fret not thyself for tomorrow. For sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, and tomorrow will take care of the things of itself. Now that is God's warning, God's commandment, and God's promise. You take care of what you have to take care of today, because he has given you the faith for today. I dare say there's not a single one of you listening who hasn't got faith for today. You, today is here, and you already know what God is going to do or has done today. And he's already given you the faith for what's going to happen today. Amen? So you're not worried about today. It's always tomorrow the devil tries to make us worry about. So just stop it. Now that's an order. Stop it. Stop it right now. Quit worrying about it. Quit fretting about it. Quit discussing it with others. Oh, crying with each other. Sure, oh, what are we going to do tomorrow? Just say, praise God, when tomorrow comes, hallelujah, God's going to take care of it. Now let's get busy and pray about what we're supposed to do today. Always, the first thing you should think about when you begin to think and pray about God's answer, you look to the Lord for an answer. What is the first thing the Holy Spirit always reminds you of? He always reminds you to look back to his word. Look for a similar situation in the word. Always look to the word first. And the first thing God did was by his Holy Spirit remind, well, I've got it all down in the book. Think about the book. He helps you if you do your part and obey and help yourself as much as you can. Yes. Do what you know you can do. Then stop worrying about the rest that you can't do. God will take care of that part. God will do what you can't do. You do what you can, and God will do what you can't. Is that clear? Do what you can, and God will do what you can't. Now, that is the way it's always been. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the people couldn't raise him from the dead, but they could roll the stone away from the door. So what did Jesus do? Did he roll away the stone? No. He said, roll ye away the stone. And they did it. They could do that. That's something they could do. So why not let them? Their obedience in rolling away the stone also was a manifestation of their faith that God was going to do what they couldn't do. Do you get it? Your obedience in doing what God tells you to do and what you know you can do shows your faith that God is going to do the rest, what you can't do. Let's not worry about tomorrow, but let's do what we can do today, right now, today. Because look what God's going to do tomorrow. Wow, God's going to do mighty things, miracles tomorrow. He's going to do greater things than we ever imagined. Let's do what we can do today so God will be able to do what he can do tomorrow. We can do the wenting, as my mother used to say. As they went, they were healed. God told them, go thou. Go thou and do this. Go thou and do that. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go home and tell your loved ones. And as they went, God healed. Or as they went, God gave them the power. We have to do the wenting. We've got to do the obeying, what we know God has told us to do. We have to, first of all, do the forsaking, the dedicating to God, the utter dedication, the complete 100% commitment to God. We don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow, or what he's going to do in the future, or what's going to happen as a result. We don't have to know what's going to happen tomorrow. All we have to know is what God is going to do today. Obey God and do what he has told us now. Right now. Do it now. You've got to do it now. You can't wait for tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. You cannot do it tomorrow. God has his times. Let me tell you, folks, you better obey God in that split second of that golden opportunity. Or if you miss God's timetable, you're going to not only miss the train, you'll miss the boat. And you'll get left behind and things will never be the same again. When God says, now, right now, let me tell you, you had better do it now or you're going to miss the boat and suffer for it. So may God help us to obey instantly when God lays something on our heart. Do it now, right now. When we followed our plans instead of God's plans, everything went astray. We just had a mess, and nothing went as the way it should have. And we really didn't accomplish anything for the Lord. Not much, at least. Well, he'll still use you, and he'll still use you for a little witnessing, and he'll still use you somehow. But it won't be his highest and his best. It won't be the main thing he had planned for you. When you miss God's timetable and you have to wait for the next train, it's a long, hard wait sometimes. When you miss God's schedule and you've got to wait for the next boat, let me tell you, things can get tough and rough. So may God forgive us for failing him. Do today what God tells you to do today. Do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. What is it Jerry Rubin says? Even the world's got better since we have. He says, do it, do it, do it, the title of his book. In other words, do it. Now's the time. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. May God forgive us for not having enough sense to obey God and follow God. Do it now. Obey God now.